T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to Sports Daily. Shannon Bruce with you here on a Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. Pretty sure. No, it's a weekday. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on.
All day.
Okay, good. Double checking.
Yeah.
KFH reminding you to stay home if you're sick. If you're not feeling well, stay home as much as possible and certainly practice social distancing as well. Let's go to the hotline, talk a little Kansas City Chiefs with Adam Teicher, ESPN.com's reporter for the Chiefs, longtime coverer of all things Chiefs. Adam, before we get to the business of football, how are you doing? How you coping with this? How you hanging in there?
Fine. Thanks for asking. I hope everybody up in Wichita is doing well too. But staying low and staying out of trouble here. So it's just a crazy time for all of us right now. I know.
No doubt. Okay. So the Chiefs, what they've done and not done. As far as the free agency season, they plucked a quarterback out of the XFL. They got a little offensive line depth help. Talk about the latest couple of moves that the Chiefs have made, Adam.
Yeah, we kind of knew this, particularly when they franchised Chris Jones and decided, at least for now, that they're going to keep Sammy Watkins. There wasn't going to be a lot of money to spend. That was kind of the... It was going to be more about keeping the band together than trying to replenish through free agency. So this it really isn't a surprise. The Chiefs did add a developmental quarterback, and it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. But we all know he's not going to be the starter here in Kansas City unless there's something changes dramatically. So, but it's interesting to see. And obviously, if there's a guy the Chiefs like, why not take a look at him and see how it goes? So maybe you got a good backup someday, or maybe you can trade him and get something out of it. So it's not a bad deal, not a bad way for the Chiefs to go. As far as the other guys they brought in, I like Mike Remmers. He's kind of a veteran backup, been with a bunch of teams, kind of a journeyman, but good guy to have off the bench. That's sort of what a backup offensive lineman looks like. He's played all four, both guard positions, both tackle positions in the NFL. He's never played center, but so he can be a backup there. And hey, who knows? He may wind up starting at left guard. The Chiefs have some uncertainty there. They added Antonio Hamilton, mostly a special teams guy, but he's also a corner, and he should get a look there too, because Chiefs are down some bodies at corner. So that's kind of what they've been up to the last few days.
Adam Teicher joining us, ESPN.com. He is our insider for the Kansas City Chiefs. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I guess that's the philosophy that's kind of leading things right now in the offseason for the Chiefs, or you said keeping the band together. So let's talk about tweaking, adding, supplementing, whatever the case may be, through the draft. Not so much in terms of names, but in terms of positions. Where do you see the Chiefs kind of focusing on the draft in terms of adding pieces to the puzzle?
Yeah, between free agency and the draft, the Chiefs have to address cornerback. They're down in numbers there. Bashaud Breeland, one of their starters from last year, is a free agent, and who knows, he may end up coming back here at some point, but right now that's something the Chiefs can't count on. Chiefs lost Kendall Fuller to Washington in free agency. You know, he played a lot of safety toward the end of the year, but still figured into that cornerback mix for them. So they're down in numbers, and they've got to replenish. So I would expect that either before the draft with the free agent signing or two, or possibly in the draft, when I say in the draft, I think in the early rounds, at a minimum, the top three rounds, I expect you'll see a corner in here for the Chiefs. So, that's the one spot I think that really needs to be replenished. They need some depth at some other spots. I don't think they have enough at running back right now. They can use another tight end besides Travis Kelce. So they've got some other positions where they can certainly use some help. But corner's the one I think that's really they can't go into a season the way they are right now.
Slow down, Adam. You're blowing through all of our questions here. Every single position, you're going blow by blow. What about linebacker? Coverage linebacker particularly. The Chiefs allowed 43 first downs via running back receptions. Is that something they can address in the draft and will or should?
Yeah. I mean, that's certainly a position to look at as well. The Chiefs have some developmental candidates that I know they kind of like and want to get a look at, see maybe those guys can develop into that kind of guy. But you're right, that is another area on defense that could use some attention. So, I would expect that would be another priority in the draft, or earlier rather than later in the draft.
Okay.
Adam, where are the Chiefs right now in terms of setting up for the inevitability of the deal that they're going to have to pay at quarterback for Mahomes? It seems right now that they are stacking economically things about as well as they possibly can. Looks like there's going to be a pretty strong surge in cap space for next year. Are they set up financially to kind of keep this band together, do you think, especially with Mahomes at some point having to be paid?
Yeah, I think they are, and their actions sort of indicate that. So the Chiefs franchise Chris Jones at about $16 million that he's costing them against their cap. They decided that's what they wanted to do. And also they are keeping Sammy Watkins. Now, Watkins is going to cost $7 million on their cap, even if they release him. But if they keep him under his current contract, he's going to cost $21 million. So that's $14 million they could have decided to either use some of that to put towards the Mahomes fund or assign an outside free agent. But they've decided that's a sign that they're keeping the band together here because, they're keeping Watkins at least for now, and they're keeping Jones at least for now. Now, we'll see what happens. It's possible one or both of these guys could move on out of here before the season starts. But, right now, as far as Mahomes goes and his contract, Chiefs don't have a lot of room to fit a contract like that under their cap. Now, they can structure it so where that the hit would be less this year than it would be down the road, and I'm sure they will. But still, they don't have a lot of wiggle room right now. I mean, I don't know exactly where they are with the cap, but it's close. So that right now, unless something changes with Watkins or Jones or somebody else, that contract looks like it's going to wait until next year. And, when I talked to Clark Hunt at the Super Bowl a few days before the game, he kind of dropped the bombshell that contract was possibly going to wait until next year when everybody at the time thought it was going to get done this year. And this is what he was talking about. It just doesn't look like this is going to be the year for that. And all the other Chiefs' actions sort of indicate they're preparing for a big contract coming down the road next year. And one is that they have not yet added another big contract to their mix. The last couple of years they have. They signed Watkins to the big deal 2 years ago, and in the last year or so, they've signed Tyrann Mathieu to a big deal, Frank Clark to a big deal, and Tyreek Hill to a big deal. So, their actions this year just sort of indicate that they're hunkering down and waiting for the day that's right to get the Mahomes deal done. And it's probably going to be next year.
Adam Teicher joining us, ESPN.com Chiefs writer, talking Chiefs. You alluded to this a minute ago. I want to circle back to it as far as the running back position goes. Chiefs were one of four teams that didn't have a single running back record 350 snaps this past season. I'm not talking about touches, just being on the field. So it was kind of a formless, faceless group of running backs. It didn't seem to matter. You know, Damian Williams ran for a touchdown that clinched the Super Bowl, and they transition tagged him, yes?
Damian Williams, no.
Getting my running backs mixed up. It wasn't Damian Williams. I'm sorry. But go ahead.
He had an option on his contract, and they picked up the option. So he's back for another year. They could have declined the option and made him a free agent, but they picked up his option. So Damian Williams will be back for the Chiefs next year.
Okay, so do you still think that they need to upgrade this position, or can this be a position where they never theoretically during – Patrick Mahomes' tenure have to pay up for a running back?
Well, I definitely think that the days of the Chiefs paying big for a running back are over. I think even if Kareem Hunt had stayed with the Chiefs, I don't think they would have kept him beyond his rookie contract. I think they would have let him go to free agency rather than pay a big deal there. But to go back to the original question, you talked about how the Chiefs didn't have a running back with a lot of snaps, and that's true. But part of the reason was by necessity. I mean, they had Damian Williams, and they liked him, and he was going to start the year. But you know, he went through the year and had one injury after another, and really wasn't right until late in the season. And maybe that was a blessing in disguise, because he certainly helped them out in the biggest game of them all, right, in the Super Bowl. You know, LeSean McCoy looked like he might be that guy, and then he had that fumbling problem early in the year, and the Chiefs said, "Nah, we're going to, back off of him." And they sort of, he fell out of favor. And then Darrell Williams sort of started to play a lot at one point during the season. And you thought maybe Darrell Williams was going to be their guy. And then Darrell Williams got hurt and his season ended. And then Spencer Ware came back and you thought, okay, they're going to ride with Spencer Ware. And then Spencer Ware got hurt. So a lot of this was by the way things developed rather than by the Chiefs' plan. Now, having said that, I think the season showed you've got to have at least three of these guys that you're comfortable with, you know. And right now the Chiefs have Damian Williams, as we talked about. They got Darwin Thompson, who was a rookie, but they didn't show a lot of public faith in. I mean, by the way they played him, they still looked like they were a little skittish about getting him in the lineup. Darrell Williams should be coming back from his injury, so we'll see about that one. Then again, I just feel like the Chiefs need more depth there. They've got, one guy that we know that they like in Damian Williams, but, he's had an injury problem. So I just think that that's a spot to look for maybe in the draft or possibly as a free agent after the draft. I think the Chiefs will be adding a running back.
Adam Teicher joining us, ESPN.com. He is our Chiefs insider. The culture right now that exists, it existed last year when they were losing four out of six games and the Patriots ended up imploding at the end, giving the Chiefs home field advantage. A lot of dominoes fell, but the culture remains. What's the most important thing now about the Chiefs moving forward? The culture, the talent, the combination thereof. They've done it once now. How does that change the mindset? Does it make this franchise hungrier? A lot of franchises in the past win one and then they go away for a bit and then they come back. Where do you see this thing coming, and how do you think the Chiefs are dealing with the success at this point, Adam?
Yeah, those are all good questions, and probably questions we won't have real answers to until this thing gets started up, whenever it does. I just feel like they've, in their main leaders, guys like Pat Mahomes and Tyrann Mathieu, they've got guys who are pretty solid in that regard. I don't think those guys will let this thing slip in any significant way, and we'll see if I'm right about that. It's possible I'm looking at this wrong, but I think those guys, to the extent they can, will keep this thing on track. So I don't see complacency or anything like that being a problem for them. I think this is now a team that's sort of been emboldened by their success. I feel like they feel like you know, that's a big thing to do is break through. And you always hear, well, it's easier to get to the top than stay on top. And that's true to an extent, but I don't buy that completely. I think once you get there, you know you can do it, and that feeling of accomplishment can carry you a long way at some point. Now, having said all that, I mean, teams are going to be gunning for them. I know they were gunning for them before, but if you want your first real clue about what this is going to be like, look at free agency and what the other teams in the AFC West did. I mean, they were all big spenders. They all made some moves that appear that were aimed at stopping Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this turns out. But I think what the Chiefs are doing, what's that saying? The rising tide lifts all boats. I think what's going on in the AFC West is teams are saying, looking at this and seeing what we're seeing that this looks like it can be, I'd hate to use the word dynasty, but it looks like the Chiefs are capable of sustaining their success. What the other three teams have done, and even Baltimore, I think, to a maybe lesser extent, I think what those teams have done is say we're going to have to up our game. We can't compete with this team the way things are.
That's a good point. Adam Teicher talking Chiefs with us. You got one eye on the AFC West and one over there in Baltimore because it seems like those two teams are the ones on a collision course. Final question before we let you go, Adam. Speaking of the AFC West, which team, at least to this point, has made you raise your eyebrows a little bit and say, that's interesting, good for them. Which team?
Well, I like the Chargers. I think their roster was better than what their results showed last year. I mean, they're better than 5-11. That wasn't a 5-11 team, talent-wise. So I like what the Chargers have done, signing Chris Harris, signing Brian Bulaga. I mean, I think they've improved their team to the point where that's a really good roster. Now, the one question is a quarterback, but I'm wondering whether that losing Phillip Rivers isn't addition by subtraction in L.A. I just think their offense and their team was set back by his lack of mobility and his interceptions. I just feel like, hey, I don't know who's going to be their quarterback, maybe Tyrod Taylor. I feel like he will be better for the Chargers in the long run. He won't make the mistakes that Phillip Rivers did. I think his mobility will help that team. And they've had problems on the offensive line, and I think some of that had to do with Rivers, that he was just a statue standing back there. So I think the Chargers are a team I'm kind of keeping an eye on. Maybe they bring in a quarterback. There's some free agents, as we know, out there. They have a pretty good draft pick, so they're in position to get a pretty good quarterback. So I think the Chargers right now are the threat for the Chiefs. But I do like some of the moves the Broncos and the Raiders have made as well.
Really quick, Adam, sorry, one more real quick one. Blake Bell and his spot on the team, is it safe? Does he seem like a guy that the Chiefs can bring back?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, let's see what else they do. I think his situation certainly helped by the fact that the Chiefs don't have a lot of money to spend and can't bring somebody else in. So let's see what they do in the draft and maybe a week or so after the draft as far as bringing free agent. But I think there's a good chance he could be back. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Great stuff as always. Thanks for dropping by and be well. Okay.
Thanks.
Stay healthy, Adam.
All right. Adam Teicher, ESPN.com. We've got to get to the Cindy HRO Twitter question. It has to do with the rest of the AFC West. Snicker, chuckle, ha ha ha. Which team out of the AFC West are you most concerned about if you're a Chiefs fan? And 17 minutes from now, we'll talk to El Tiante, Luis Tiant, 229 game winner in the big leagues. Got a book called Son of Havana, the man of many arm angles, and real happy-go-lucky, real character of the game, Luis Tiant. We look forward to that visit coming up top of second hour. Plus, iRacing lives. It continues. We're going to have more of that on Sunday. Looking forward to it on all the Fox platforms with our good friend of the show, Larry Mack, Mike Joy, and Jeff Gordon. iRacing continues in NASCAR as we try to get some normalcy in the world of sports. Cindy HRO Twitter question is coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.